In the 1994 movie Shawshank Redemption, there is a picture frame hanging in Warden Samuel Norton's office containing a cross-stitched quotation. If you've seen this movie, what the American Film Institute claims is one of the top 100 best movies in the last 100 years, you might remember this cross-stitched quotation, which says, "His judgment cometh, and that right soon." Ironically, that picture frame is covering up a hidden wall safe where the warden hides the ledgers containing his embezzlement of thousands and thousands of dollars of prison funds. You might remember at the end of the movie, as the warden hears the police sirens off in the distance coming with a warrant for his arrest, he runs to the safe and sees for the last time those haunting words, "His judgment cometh, and that right soon." It reminds me of what St. Bruno, the great Carthusian hermit, had painted on the wall of the Grand Chartreuse in France, which says, "The day of judgment is approaching, and I can count the hours." Indeed, the day of judgment is approaching, and I can count the hours. His judgment cometh, and right soon. Now, as far as I know, there are no exact word-for-word passage of this in the Bible containing this expression. But the prophet Malachi reminds us in the first reading this morning, "The day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire." We will solemnly profess, just as soon as this long, boring homily is over, what our Lord says is that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. The gospel today is about some of the events that will happen: wars, insurrections, earthquakes, famines, plagues, intense persecution and hatred. All of this, Jesus says, will happen before the end of the world, when he will fulfill his promise to come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. As we sang over and over in today's responsorial psalm, "The Lord comes to rule the world with justice." Indeed, the day of judgment is coming, and right soon. But thanks be to God, that day is not here yet. I am grateful to God that that day is not here yet. Thanks be to God that before the day of judgment, there is a day of mercy. In private revelations to a Polish nun by the name of Saint Faustina during the 1920s and 1930s, our Lord spoke to her about both a day of mercy and a day of justice. Under holy obedience, Saint Faustina recorded all these private revelations in her diary. And here are just a few things that Jesus says to Saint Faustina in these private revelations. Just a few of them. Like in her diary, paragraph 1588, "Before the day of justice, I am sending the day of mercy." Or in the diary, paragraph 965, "Tell souls about this great mercy of mine before the awful day, the day of justice, is near." Or in the diary, paragraph 848, "Speak to the world about my mercy. It is a sign for the end times. After it will come the day of justice. While there is still time, Let them have recourse to the fountain of my mercy. Or one more, in 11:46. He who refuses to pass through the door of my mercy must pass through the door of my justice. You probably know that today, every bishop throughout the world will be closing the holy doors at their cathedrals and around their dioceses. And 1 week from today, Pope Francis will close the holy door at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, officially ending this extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy. I hope that in the past year you've had the opportunity to walk through a holy door here at Assisi Heights, or at the Cathedral in Winona, or the Cathedral in St. Paul, or at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, or a holy door throughout the diocese, or throughout the world. Maybe you even had a chance to walk through the holy door in Rome. I hope you had a time to walk through a holy door and thus gain a plenary indulgence during this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. Because he who refuses to pass through the door of my mercy will have to pass through the door of my justice. But as Bishop Quinn so often reminds me, even though he will be closing the extraordinary door of mercy today, the ordinary door of mercy is always open. And that ordinary door of mercy is the door to the confessional. One of the things I've been really inspired by since I've been here in the past 2 months is so many people have crossed through the threshold of that door of mercy and have experienced the love and the mercy and the forgiveness of God. It's been inspiring. Those confessional doors of mercy are always open. They never shut. It is there that we humbly cross the threshold of these doors and experience the love and the mercy and the forgiveness of God. Even though the extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy may be over, the mercy of God endures forever. The Old Testament book of Lamentations fills me with hope. I will call this to mind as my reason to have hope. The mercies of the Lord are not exhausted. His mercy is not spent. They are renewed each morning. So great is his faithfulness. Indeed, the mercy of the Lord is not exhausted or spent. His mercy has not been all used up during this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. We can't say, gosh, Father, there's no mercy left for me. Oh, no. God's mercy is endless, and the treasury of his mercy and compassion is inexhaustible. The Year of Mercy may be over, but the mercy of the Lord endures forever. People have asked me, well, Father, now that this year of mercy is over, what's the next year going to be? And I always look at them with a smile and a wink, and I say, the next year will be the year of justice. And they all laugh and smile, but there's a little truth behind what I say, isn't there? For the day of judgment is coming, and right soon. But before the day of justice is the day of mercy. While there is still time, immerse yourself in the ocean of the Lord's divine mercy in the sacrament of penance. Because the mercies of the Lord are not exhausted. His mercy is not spent. They are renewed each morning. So great is his merciful, faithful love.